It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate where we get you ready for game day with a recipe. The game will kick off soon, so that means you can start working on this recipe now. It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Recipe of the Week for the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate. And this week's recipe is a cilantro lime beer sauce. And this cilantro lime beer sauce is going to be a perfect basting sauce and a dip for lobster tails. How did you come up with this one, Kent?
Well, this is one of our family's favorites. We always used, we went, you know, go to the store and get some lobster tails and split them and grill them instead of, you know, baking them or steaming them. But this is a nice little fun dish. You know, it's great with surf and turf, but it's just great by itself. So it's grilling lobster tails is a different flavor profile. And this cilantro lime sauce, beer sauce, is really good just to dip it in to finish the lobster with.
Is this something you have here at the Blue Pig in Cookeville, or is this just a special?
This is just a special. We don't have it here, but this is just a fun dish I want to share with the listeners today. That's really lovely, quite lovely.
All right, and I bet it would be good on grilled shrimp or something.
Yes, absolutely. Grilled shrimp, just the same. Seafood dishes as well. So it's a really nice, tasty, flavorful sauce for sure. And I love sauce.
I love the sauce. All right, so let's get started on the cilantro lime beer sauce. What do we start with, Kent?
Okay, so I'm going to get some limes, and I'm going to slice here, and I'm going to squeeze about 2 tablespoons here. And then right over here, I've got a clove of garlic. I've got a teaspoon of sugar. And then here,
that's just regular white granulated?
Yes, regular white granulated sugar. And then also have over here, I have a tablespoon of white vinegar. And then about a half teaspoon and a half teaspoon of, salt and pepper each.
Okay, so we start off with the lime juice in here. We're putting the garlic in here with the sugar, the white vinegar.
And the salt and pepper. And then about a quarter cup of, and I'm using Jig Head Skipjack as my beer.
Okay, so because it is a cilantro lime beer sauce, you want to use a white ale. And so today's selection is the Skipjack from Jighead.
Yes, it goes very well with this dish. And then I'm going to add, a third cup of cilantro as well.
Just fresh, chopped up cilantro?
Yes, and I have it set aside here, and we're going to put this in a food processor.
Oh, the ninja.
Yes, the ninja. So I'm just going to just quickly get it going and... Okay, so that.
So you just pulse it a little. You don't want it to be completely liquefied.
No, not yet, because we still got to add our olive oil, and you got to strain this in. So I need to add about 3 tablespoons of olive oil. Is that the next step of this process?
Okay, so you've pulsed it a little bit.
Pulse it, but I got the olive oil, and now I'm just going to run it. Just keep it
slowly.
Pour into about three tablespoons of olive oil, and now you see it. Now it's forming more into it. So it's really easy. So once you chop up these ingredients and put them together, it's just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, super fast. You could chop up and juice your stuff like the night before if you wanted to do this.
Absolutely. So now the sauce is ready, and now we got the lobsters on the grill, and we're just going to let them cook. You know, a few minutes aside, you got to look for the opaque color to kind of change in as well. And then just have a grill brush ready and just gently baste it. And then right here you have the sauce. When the lobster is finished, it's just great to dip into, and it's a nice evening dinner dish.
And it smells as you're basting it on here. As the heat starts to hit it, that really is when it starts to smell good.
Yeah, the aroma ignites, and you know the garlic and the cilantro. And the lime juice is just really nice.
Just a perfect compliment. So whether it's lobster tails or whether you want to baste some shrimp, the cilantro lime beer sauce. And this week we're making it with Jighead Brewing Company's Skipjack beer, and this recipe is one that you'll enjoy game day or any day. And
have some lobster tails when we beat Georgia.
Yes. It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate recipe for the week, the cilantro lime beer sauce, perfect with your lobster or shrimp. It smells delicious, it looks delicious, and I'm going to... Okay, I won't double dip, but I did dip my finger in there, and it does taste delicious. So you can get more about this recipe or listen to it all over again at 1069kickscountry.com. Now, Kent, it's my favorite part, is I always want to know a story. So, what country are we going to today?
Well, this is back when I was in Burundi. I was managing a bank over there, and it's one of my first times. You know, it's still unstable then, and I never forget. It was actually Thanksgiving, and I was calling my brother, my family, and I was Skype calling them, and then I heard, you know, boom, you know, just a little faint sound. And then, boom, it just got louder. And this is weird. And then the machine gun, they started going off. And I said, I think I got to let you go.
You're not at work at this point, at the bank. So this is not a bank robbery.
No, it's not a bank robbery. It's just, it's outside my house. And maybe, you know, you know, a couple hundred yards away. There is, so, and I'll never forget, it was my first real attack. You know, I've heard the gunfights before. It's a mile or two away. It's kind of scary, but I got used to it. But this was the first time the rebels got right up to my house, right outside my door. So I remember shutting out the lights. I had a friend with me. We locked the doors. But I remember trying to lock the door, my hands just shaking, just trying to lock the door. But, you know, I have razor wire around my house. I live pretty much in a prison because you had walls, you had razor wire around your house, a little protection. But I never, you know, the fighting came up right next outside my gate. And, you know, it lasted about 10, 15 minutes. And, you know, they kind of ran off.
So what was it?
So there's a cell phone tower about a few hundred yards from my house. And they're trying to steal the communication equipment to take back to Congo to the rebels. But what was funny was, they had to have great timing. They were throwing grenades up at the cell phone tower trying to
knock down.
To knock it down, to dislodge it. So they had to have great timing to throw the grenades up.
Because what goes up comes down.
Comes right back down. So I thought that was kind of... But they didn't succeed. I hope everyone was okay. I didn't find out, but that was, I'll never forget that. But then, you know, it got better after that a little bit. So, but that was, yeah, they're trying to steal the cell phone equipment to, for communications between all the rebel fighters and the fight. Well, so I got lucky there and I'll never, yeah, I was shaking. It was my first one and, I'll never forget that moment. So, but luckily, things are more stable there and countries a bit safer now and people are doing better. So that's the good news. So
that is the good news. You know, just your regular night off work. You know, just your regular night off work. And always a good story. Glad that this one seemed to have a good ending.
It's a good ending, you know, just a little, just a nightly, just a disruption to sleep, I guess.
It gives it a whole new meaning to that background noise. You know, some people sleep with a fan going. You have machine gun fire.
Yes, yes.
It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate, the recipe and the story. And you can always catch up with great stories and great food at the Blue Pig in Cookeville on the historic west side.